Well, actually, I didn't get into film at 16. I'm a social anthropologist, and I went through the system and ended up teaching in a university. And it was at that point that I thought the medium I'm dealing with is just not the appropriate one. I'm barking into the wilderness writing academic papers, and so I decided that documentary film would be the place I'd put my heart in. So I've only been doing this for about 5 years. My partner, my co-director, has been making films since 1971. The first film he made was called Death of a Delta, and it was about that delta in Fort Chippewa. Mm. And so since forming Clearwater Media with him, we've been very busy, and this is the second film we've made about the oil sands. The first one was about the socioeconomic effects of the boom, this rush for spoils. And the geopolitics of it, but we really felt like we had to come back to the issue of the environment. We didn't really touch it in the last film, and we needed to do it in a big way. And thankfully, our producers at CBC jumped on board and agreed this should be a special, a two-hour special, which is extraordinary for the nature of things. They don't do this very often, but the issue is out of scale as well.
And this film is going to be on, like you said, Thursday, a special 2 hours on the nature of things. Is very exciting. You had also alluded to the fact that you were going to be taking it sort of to different places.
Yep.
What could you elaborate on that a little?
What I can tell you is that CBC has supported the idea that we'll reversion this as an international feature film and take it to the festival circuit and get interest abroad. We're going to cut it more on the lines of the universal questions it raises and less on the lines of federal provincial politics. We're going to have a new narrator. David Suzuki is the narrator for the Canadian version, but Sigourney Weaver will be the narrator of the international version. And we'll make it into a film as opposed to television without the throes around the commercial breaks and the repetitions and that kind of thing. Pare down the narration and really make it a film. And we've already got lots of interest from broadcasters around the world in that. I mean, this is an issue of our time, and people know about it outside of Canada. So we're really excited about the coming year.